Thank you, and I would like to thank Dr. Bridget Behe and Pat Huddleston. The fact that I am a technician and able to be here is, I'm very grateful for that. So, thank you. All right, and so I guess I should repeat my title here, Age Influence on Product Involvement and Expertise for Vegetable and Herb Transplants. So the problem statement, and a lot of this will follow from what Bridget has already shared. Sales of herb and vegetable transplants have grown quite a bit over the last few years, but nobody's really looked into seeing who is it, age-wise especially, that are growing these, or purchasing these. So our primary research question was, do younger consumers have a different level of expertise or involvement with regard to herb and vegetable transplants? We've already talked about the age cohorts, so, and I'm really glad for the question that Charlie asked about that. Baby boomers, 50 to 64, they have long been that core group, as Bridget said. However, the younger cohorts do not appear to be purchasing plants to the same extent. So this is a bit of a concern. The age subcultures, I'd like to say that the baby boomers, that'd be kind of like my generation. The next generation, maybe our children, those born 65 to 76, and then the younger generation, maybe like Marcia here. So experts, we wanted to put these into these, you know, experts and involvement. Who are experts? Basically individuals who know more, as we might find from the literature, solve problems faster. They use that information a little differently than the younger, than the novices. Product expertise level affects decision making. It's been found that consumers with lower product expertise used a brand name as the only product attribute in the buying process. So, lower product expertise, brand name was more important. And it's also been reported that a moderate level of product familiarity did not use it alone. So they used it in conjunction with some other things. So we see evidence that product expertise affects the branding information sought and used in making the decision to buy. Now in involvement, has another important influence in decision making. Perceived relevance. I like to think of it as that perceived relevance of the product based on the inherent needs. People who have a higher level of involvement will tend to spend more time, energy, some of the resources on it. That makes sense. And consumers with a higher level of product involvement spent more time in brand evaluation than those less involved. So involvement also influences in the information sought, including a brand. So materials and methods, Dr. Behe has gone through quite a bit of what we did on our experimental design. The 566 consumers who were a part of the online study are those that I'll be speaking about. Three age groups, the boomers, the Gen X, and the Gen Y. Branded, unbranded herbs. And we asked some of these questions on their use of the plant, the growing of the plants, various questions, and also on their questions that would relate to product involvement and expertise for both the vegetable and the herbs. This is again that experimental design, conjoint, random. Dr. Behe went through this, so I won't do too much, but we had basil and parsley as our herbs, pepper and tomato as our vegetables, pot color, the brand, and the price. Okay, and the breakdown of our ages, we had our boomers here. We had about 38%, Gen Y, 35%, Gen X, 35%, and Gen Y, about 27%, and our median age, or mean age, was 44 years. Okay, results by our age groups. In the last 6 months, someone in my household purchased vegetable plant. 52% in the household had purchased a vegetable plant. The breakdown on that, pretty even, no significant difference. Herb plant, no significant difference. And those that had purchased no plants, that would be no plant, no house plant, no any other kind of plant. And that was pretty even too, no significant difference. As far as shopping by age group, what was the most frequent store that they used for their plant or gardening purchase? Independent garden center, home improvement, supermarket or grocery store, mass merchandiser. The boomers, Gen X and Gen Y. Here we have a kind of a breakdown for the independent garden center, home improvement, supermarket, the mass merchandiser, and some others, other means. The thing that I really want to point out here is the home improvement store. We had these significant differences here. Boomers and Gen X both were more likely to purchase from a home improvement store than Gen Y. The other interest, though not significantly different, was the supermarket interest that Gen Y had. So it looked like 44% would have purchased from a supermarket or grocery store. So, factors. How did we calculate these factors and what were they? The four unique dimensions: herb involvement and expertise, vegetable involvement and expertise. They were measured with 54 different questions. They were adapted from the Marketing Skills Handbook, calculated using factor procedure and SAS software. These are just an example of questions that we might have. Involvement, for the involvement factor, this was for both herbs and vegetables. So in this case, it says herbs, and another in the other set, it would be with vegetables. I think that herb plants are unappealing, appealing. And goes on through, and I have highlighted here or in bold the main word of the question. And then also the expertise factor, I have bolded the main word here. I know a lot about herb plants. Or in the other set of questions, I know a lot about vegetable plants. So breaking that down, and then also here for the knowledge, what do they know about fresh herbs and vegetables? Breaking down by the generation, herb expertise, herb involvement, vegetable expertise, vegetable involvement. The important things to look at here is Gen Y, Gen X had greater, Gen Y had greater herb expertise, followed by Gen X, greater than the boomers. Herb involvement, so both of these are the herbs, they had greater, the younger had greater involvement statistically than the boomers. And then vegetable expertise was also here higher for the Gen X and the Gen Y. Conclusions: both Gen X and Gen Y have higher herb expertise and involvement than boomers. They're more apt to grow it, use it, and it has a greater perceived relevance. Brand name may not be as important to Gen Y and Gen X as to the boomers. Gen Y and Gen X have higher vegetable expertise, but not involvement. They may be more apt to grow it, use it, but are of no different, have no difference in their perceived value. Boomers and Gen X reported a higher percentage of purchasing most plants related items from a home improvement store. And I would like to acknowledge the sponsors. And do we have time for some questions?
Yes. We have many minutes for questions. Questions for Lynn.
I was just wondering, the Gen Y especially, but also the Gen X showed, just seemed to have more confidence in their knowledge. I wonder if that's more of a self-perception of that age group.
That's what I wondered as well. Yes.
Knowledge.
Yes.
Just wondering if that was in your talk as well.
Yes. It is self-reported. You know, how confident are you? I mean, I think they probably are a lot more confident as we get older, or a little less confident.
I think that Gen Y just has maybe more sure of themselves, and whether they have even with less experience.
And that can work into there. I know in sitting around a table and talking to friends, there is also a great use among the children of my age group in using herbs, especially for cooking. Vegetables, you know, you see a green plant. You don't know if that is a pepper plant or a tomato plant. Maybe you may not be real familiar with it. You see, what you see on your plate is that pepper or that tomato. With herbs, it's on your plate. You can see that it's parsley. You can see that it's basil. I think there is this great interest and social media and lots of focus. So I don't know if it is. I don't know, Bridget?
One of the reasons that we use herb transplants and vegetable transplants is we hypothesized that there was going to be a difference here because of the very thing that Lynn said, is that it's shorter leap from basil and parsley to the plate than it is for tomato plants and pepper plants to the plate. And we thought we might see greater expertise among boomers because they've been growing things a lot longer, but part of it may be that perceived relevance because the relationship between involvement and expertise is in the literature, but we didn't see that here. So are they highly self-confident? Probably yes, but it appears to be affecting their purchasing.
And as the brand, the importance of the brand, are the older consumers using the brand more to make that decision, a quicker decision. Anyway, there's a lot to be gleaned.
Okay.